From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
To the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN Chicago. Tyler Aki and Mike Gilligan talking golf with you every single Saturday right here on ESPN Chicago. This segment brought to you by Tour Edge. And Mike, we are just a handful of days away from the start of the PGA Championship taking place down at Quail Hollow starting up on Thursday. And you look at all the momentum right now that it feels like the sport has leading into the PGA Championship. You're coming off of a major at the Masters where you had Rory McIlroy complete the career Grand Slam. As we head down to Quail Hollow, you've got a chance at having another one. Think about that. Someone picking up a career slam in consecutive majors. And everything about where the sport is, we're talking about fantastic TV ratings from the previous Masters into this PGA Championship. And it feels like all the stars have their games in great spots. Rory goes without saying. Scotty coming off of a historic finish the last time he was out at the Byron Nelson. You've got the LIV guys re-entering the fold with guys like Bryson and Brooks Koepka and Patrick Reed. And then you've just got a lot of really good players playing well on the tour. Justin Thomas has had a resurgent year and a half or so. Ricky Fowler has played some really good golf right now. We've brought up Shane Lowry a number of times throughout the show. It just feels like the sport is in a really healthy spot heading into its next major on the calendar year.
And you know, Tyler, I agree with you because there was a time that I really worried if we ever lost Tiger Woods, could we ever have as popular and as, you know, rich a PGA Tour? And the answer is yes. And I think we're actually becoming better without Tiger being there. And in terms of the enjoyment and recognizing new up-and-coming stars, who could be the person who's now going to chase Tiger's and Jack's records and close out Grand Slam. So there's a lot of cool storylines that are emerging as the game continues to move on and the evolution of the game and the tour and where we go with this whole LIV situation. But yeah, not having to bank everything on the Tiger factor, the Tiger fever, has been what I would consider pretty refreshing. And I think in the eyes of the PGA of America, who used to have this championship contested every August for the longest of times, they have to be thrilled with the decision to now go back to the May date, which was where it used to be years and years and decades ago when it was in the match play format. So the overall look and feel, I think, of the PGA Championship has significantly increased, just due in part because it's now the second major of the season rather than being the fourth, and we're getting sort of at the tail end of our true individual seasons because football is just around the corner. And I think now the PGA Championship truly, truly matters in the eyes of golf aficionados.
For sure. I think it's been one of the better things that the sport has done. And it just kind of felt like patched up the calendar well, too, in terms of just bringing everything a little bit closer together from a major standpoint. And I do enjoy it coming on the heels of what you get at the Masters. It's still kind of the springtime. You haven't hit the peak of summer yet. And then you get to go to a place like Quail Hollow that's had a number of big-time tournaments. And now we get to see who which stars are going to be the ones that ultimately shine. And for your money right now, like, as we go into this, obviously there's the big names. And we talked about this a little bit with Andy, but, like, if you were to take Scotty and Rory out of the field, who are you looking at as the guys that can push those two the most going down to North Carolina?
You know, I got to go back to Bryson. I mean, he is still playing really, really good. And what I am so impressed with is how he responded after he laid the egg in Mexico. Because he only had the Korea event. That was all he had left. And, you know, it's halfway around the world. And I would think that some of these American players probably go, they don't watch us anyway. And if you think they're going to get up at midnight to watch us,
yeah,
that's not going to happen. So am I really going to push this? Do I really, you know, or do I just use this as a means of practice? Well, I mean, they're playing for huge dollars. But Bryson was able to respond like a true dedicated athlete. And, you know, whether you consider that thing an exhibition tour or not, he's still playing amazing golf. So I still have to give him the big look as number three.
Bryson, and the way that things unfolded at Augusta, too, where
exactly
he was in the driver's seat, had a lead at one point, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it was just the roller coaster of back and forth between him, Rory, and Ludwig was there. Just the way that Patrick Reed was in the mix, too. Like, all these guys that sort of found their way into it at Augusta, like, those are some of the guys that I'd imagine are going to be here once again. Like, I know Andy really likes Shane Lowry, but how about Ludwig coming back and pushing some of these guys? I really like Justin Thomas heading into this tournament. I think his
and
game...
He...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you're spot on with that guy. He won there, and his game is in great shape.
It's the best that we've seen him probably since he won the PGA Championship a couple of years ago. And even that came with in dramatic fashion where he came from way back. I mean, he was well in the clubhouse before he went back out there and going up against Mito Pereira. And I just look at what Justin Thomas has done over the course of this season and even towards the end of last season. He's got five top tens already this year. He's made every single cut that he's been a part of. He's currently tied for fourth at the Truist right now. Like, this is as good as we've seen JT, and this is a course that he's had a lot of success at, and it just kind of feels like he's going to be one of those guys who's going to be in the mix when we get to things come Saturday, Sunday, and ultimately when we get to the back of Sunday.
No, and I would agree with you, and I think it's interesting when we look at the three amigos, the Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, and Justin Thomas, and they have all had somewhat of the same kind of career. Ricky hasn't secured the majors, but these guys had a lot of early success in their careers, and then they all kind of took a back seat when they went through the marriage and having kids. And it's interesting. I think Justin is showing these guys, you got to rededicate. You got to do something. And I think with Jordan, I think Jordan's looking at Justin's lead, and I think it's helping him out in his recovery. And I just find it interesting that the three are now starting to gel again as the three. And it would be great to see these three get some great shootouts and rivalry among their friendship and their career. And maturizing really right in front of our eyes as fathers and as husbands and amazing players in the second half of their peak of season, if you will, in their career.
Yeah, I think it would be really cool if we had a final or one of the final pairings have two of the three, and specifically if one of them involved Jordan Spieth because of what this means for him as we head down the stretch. And he's got a chance now to complete the career Grand Slam. He is just a PGA Championship away, which is kind of funny the way that his career started, too. Like, some people think this is one of the easier ones to win, given some of the courses that are played. But I just look at what Jordan Spieth did coming out, guns a-blazing, to the start of his career. I mean, Andy brought it up. Like, the best year of his career that he's ever going to have, he had at the age of 22. Like, nothing is going to top what he did in 2015. A pair of major wins, I mean, and then a runner-up at the PGA, and then a tie for fourth at the Open Championship. Like, it will never be better for that, for Jordan Spieth. And in fact, it may not be better than that for anyone that we'll see over the course of the next 10 or so years. Like, that is as good of a year as you can really have, aside from, like, some of the Tiger years.
Oh, no question about that. And, you know, and sometimes I think it's like when you start out your 18-hole round making birdie at the first hole and maybe the third hole, but then all of a sudden you just lose it. And you know, and I think for him, between the injury and the whatnot, it's been a tough uphill grind. And I think it's, you know, obviously stood in the way of trying to get the major. And I think the injury had a large part to this. But like Rory's playing with a free mind, I think for each week that Jordan puts in at the tour, he's getting more and more confidence in that wrist. And I think once he's 100% confident in it and knows that it isn't holding him back in any which way, now he can say it isn't, but he knows deep down whether he still has reservations and he's flinching or, you know, these kinds of things on various shots, if the ball's below my feet, above my feet, which you got to experience this
weekend.
So, you know, I think if he is 100% and he knows it inside, that's only going to help a guy like Jordan Spieth.
Absolutely. All right, when we come back, we will give you our fantasy golf picks as the CDGA fantasy golf pool is back for this upcoming major. So you got to get those lineups in. You got to be a CDGA member. We'll give you all the details and we'll give you our teams when we come back. This is the CDGA Golf Show, and this segment brought to you by Tour Edge.
This is the CDGA Golf Show, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club, ESPN 1100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. Golf is on your mind and on the air. Right now, this is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Tyler Rocky and Mike Gilligan talking all things golf with you as we are less than a week away from the PGA Championship, teeing it up at Quail Hollow. That's why we've got the Truist currently taking place up in Philadelphia at the moment. A signature event, but Quail Hollow getting the PGA Championship this year. And every single major and then some, we get to participate in the CDGA Fantasy Golf Pool. And I am very excited this time around because of how the groupings are kind of divvied up. So for those who have never played before, first of all, you must be a CDGA member to play. You can make that happen by going to cdga.org, sign up for a membership. You can get all of the great perks of being a CDGA member. And then on top of that, you get to participate in the fantasy golf pools. They're free to play once you're a member of the CDGA. And this time around, Mike, I had a real tough time picking guys out of Group A and out of Group C. Those were the two that I felt like gave me the biggest headaches when going through everything. But basically what happens now is all of the golfers in the field are divvied up into four groups, A, B, C, and D, based off of the quality of player that they are. And as we look at Group A, we'll go through our teams, some of the rationale for some of our picks as well. Mike, I'll let you lead it off here. And there's some great prizes, too, that are out there as well. So you definitely want to be in on this stuff. And if you end up winning, or there are some random draw wins that you can be a part of as well. But yeah, you gotta be in it to potentially win some of these prizes. All right, Mike, who do you like coming out of Group A for the PGA Championship?
Well, I got to do something. You have beat me both times, so you're 2-0 this year, and I've got to start winning. Otherwise, you're going to win three, and you've won the series for the season. So I need to get some magic going here. And so I'm going right out of the box with Bryson. I think he is still at the top of his game. I'm going to go with Rory because I just think the guy's freewheeling it, like Andy mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be somebody that is going to be a pain in everybody's neck now for the next few years going forward. I got to go with Scotty because I think of the bully beatdown last weekend was all I needed to see. And then my alternate is going to be Ludwig because I just think he's the next best player coming.
Yeah. We only have one like true overlap here. I took Scotty as well. I feel like I'm kind of zigging while everyone else is zagging here. Everyone I feel like is going to be all over Rory, and rightfully so. But I'm going to lean heavily on Scotty Scheffler here. I also took Ludvig, and then Justin Thomas. He's my pick to win the whole thing right now. I took him, and then my alternate, a guy who's playing some tremendous golf over the last couple of weeks, Shane Lowry is my alternate there.
Wow. Yeah, and you know, and it's funny, you mentioned the leaderboard. The thing's in real time, and when we had the last major, the Masters, Bryson let me down on Sunday, and I watched you just climb up the leaderboard, and you just overtook me by one shot. It was absolutely incredible, and that's what's kind of fun about the leaderboard that we have. It's in real time, so you're following the action, then you're following your own in the event action. So
you know, it's funny, I'm looking at my roster that I've got right now. I do not have a single LIV player.
Wow.
And I think I went pretty LIV heavy the last time for the Masters.
Wow. So we are going to have some differences, because if we start with Group B, I'm going with Joaquin. And all right, you know what? I think he could be the true dark horse in all of this, because with all the criticism, with all the pressure, if he doesn't start performing now in a major, he's just never going to get another exemption, and he's going to have to just go to your local qualifying. So to me, Joaquin, it's now or never. And then I'm going with Patrick Cantlay, and then I'm going with Tyrell Hatton. And Cam Smith is my alternate.
Wow,
so
LIV
you're
heavy.
Starting to see to go some LIV here.
actually, so I have Joaquin as my alternate. So likely not going to be a part of the mix when things are all said and done, but that is my lone LIV representation. My Group B, I am going with Minwoo Lee, Sahith Theegala, and a guy who's played very well this year, Sepp Straka, is my third out of Group B. So Minwoo, Sahith, and Sepp Straka.
Sepp is a good pick, and I gave him a lot of consideration, but I went Tyrell Hatton instead.
I almost took Cantlay, too. I was thinking about it. I think I had him punched in at one point, and then I pulled him for Sahith.
As we go to Group C, I think I got the best value in the entire draft, and that'd be Jordan Spieth.
Yep.
Eric Van Rooyen. And did you know he's 100-1?
To win the whole thing?
Yeah. Wow. So he's got good value if you're wanting to put a shingle or two down on a player.
He's playing pretty well this week, too. He's tied for 15th right now. 7 strokes off the lead, but 5 under. And then he's coming off of a nearly setting the course record a week ago and ultimately just got Scottied like so many players have so far over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I honestly think he's about to break through. And, you know, I don't know that he'll win here, but I expect him to have a very solid PGA championship and eventually potentially a major winner down the road. To fill out the rest of Group C, believe it or not, I'm taking Will Zalatoris.
Okay.
And then I'm going back to LIV. Sergio. Mm. Sergio always plays well in the major, especially PGA championships, and I'm going to go with him. And I'm going to see, this is it, Dustin. You've got to come through.
Oh, wow.
Have a good first round. I know he went south last, but he's from the Carolinas. Come on. He's like going kind of
a little homecoming, yeah.
I know. So I don't know. He went with it, but I put him as an alternate.
How did he do at Pinehurst last year? I want to look that up.
Yeah, that's
great. That was his last sort of homecoming type of deal. Last year at the U.S. Open, he was cut last year.
Oh.
But maybe this is the redemption story for him this year. I'm going to join you on that value play. I really like Jordan Spieth. I don't think he wins, but I think he can nestle himself inside that top 10 and at least give himself a chance on Sunday. So I'll take Jordan Spieth with you there. I'm going to go with the resurgent Max Homa, playing some of the best golf since a couple of years ago when he was a member of that Ryder Cup team on points. I'm going to take Max. He's only made half the cuts this year, but he's playing some of his best golf, fresh off of a caddy switch as well. I'm going to take Denny McCarthy, who's made every single cut that he's participated in. And then I'm going to take kind of a flyer here, because I do think there are some really good value plays out of Group C. But this is a long shot. And a guy who's got 3 top 10s this year, Jacob Bridgman, is going to be my final pick out of Group C. And then Max Grieserman is my alternate.
Wow, look at you going down into the barrel.
I feel like you have to find, especially in the PGA, where there's so many players in it, I feel like you have to find some, you have to hit on a long shot if you're going to really score at this thing.
No, so. You're right about that. You've got to pick that one magic guy when he's having that moment. So.
Yep. All right, on to Group D.
Group D, Ricky, don't lose that number, Fowler. The boys are coming back. And then I struggled between Jake Knapp and Keith Mitchell. I had him one way, and then I flipped it because Keith is still playing some great golf. So I'm going with Keith, and then Jake Knapp is my alternate.
All right. Well, we almost had the same exact Group D. I've got Ricky, I've got Jake Knapp, and then I'm going with Adam Hadwin as my alternate. I think I've used Adam Hadwin as my alternate in almost every single one of these, out of Group C or D, wherever he ends up falling. But I feel like I've used him in pretty much every single one. All right, so those are the teams. So you want to roll through yours real quick?
Yeah, back in Group A, I'm going with the loaded guns of Bryson, Rory, Scotty, and my alternate is Ludvig. Group B, led off with Joaquin Niemann, Patrick Cantlay, and Tyrell Hatton. Cam Smith will be my alternate in that group. Group C, Jordan Spieth, Eric Van Rooyen, Will Zalatoris, and Sergio Garcia. And hopefully DJ finds his golf game at home and brings it as in my alternate. In Group D, Ricky Fowler, Keith Mitchell, and Mr. Jake Knapp is my alternate, Mr. 59 this year.
All right, mine out of Group A, I've got JT, Ludvig, and Scotty with Shane Lowry as the alternate. Group B, Minwoo Lee, Sahith Theegala, Sepp Straka, Joaquin Niemann, my alternate. Group C, Max Homa, Denny McCarthy, Jacob Bridgman, Jordan Spieth, Max Grieserman is my alternate. And then Group D, Ricky, Jake Knapp, and then Adam Hadwin as the alternate there. So again, become a CDGA member and you can join us, or if you already are a CDGA member, join us in the Fantasy Golf Pool. You can find it on the member benefits and contests section of the CDGA website when you go into your My Caddy there. So check all of that out. There was an interesting fantasy golf note. This was, I saw this, I don't remember what service it was offering this, but it's, they do those salary cap pools. I'm sure you've played in some of these before, where each golfer is assigned a dollar value and you get X number of dollars to allocate an entire roster of golfers for it. Did you see that this week Michael Block is a higher priced golfer than Phil Mickelson?
Oh my God.
Michael Block, 5,500, and Phil Mickelson was 5,400.
Oh my goodness. Well, Michael Block, the legend, keeps on growing. He's got more value
qualified
than
again.
Phil Mickelson. And yeah, he did. And I'll tell you know, a lot of people were talking about, you know, wow, you either love him or you hate him. But my goodness, what he did at Oak Hill was so very special. Now he's on commercials. So I'm happy for him. But because it's not easy to qualify even as a great club professional. I mean, these club pros have to run their clubs. They have a responsibility to their membership and their customers, and they've got to find time not only from teaching others but to keep their game in shape. So credit to guys like Michael Block and the rest of the 20 that are going to be representing the PGA of America club pros. And it always makes for a fun event. It's always fun. It's like that low amateur at Augusta. It's always fun to root for the true, true Cinderella story, the underdog, the club pro, because no matter what happens, he's got to go back to his regular job.
Yep, that's right. All right, when we come back, we will keep you up to date with what's taking place at the Truist, the third day, moving day already underway. Some guys already with some nice scores out there on the course as well, coming off of a rain-soaked Friday down at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. So all that, and then we will get you around the CDGA. This segment's been brought to you by Geneva National.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Hill Golf and Country Club. Mike is out at Ziegfeld Troy for the Better Through Birdies outing. And what? Any sort of action? Anything you want to report on that's been taking place out there so far?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of birdies being made, and we're getting close to the point where the guys are going to be going to be trying for the million. Nobody made the $100,000 shot, unfortunately, but I still have my shot. And we have Brady taking your shot for
all
you
right,
because you can't be here. So, well, we still have two more shots, but we have six more blows for the million still yet to come, and hopefully that'll happen before we go off the air.
Awesome. Any score updates? Like, is anyone closing in on our 19 right now?
Yeah, the Esler McEntee, that is the one group we have to be concerned with. Dave Esler played his golf at the Ohio State. So
okay. When
you come out of that program, you are one heck of a stick. And I actually remember him when I was a young lad, and he was a hot shot in college, and he just was one of the best players in Illinois. And so he's out here helping us raise some money. And, you know, he's a great architect in his own right and course design all around here in Illinois. He's done some great work. So we're honored to have him and Matt McEntee. So that's going to be the group we have to look for, and I know they were closing in on 10 a little while ago, so we'll keep our eye peeled on that group.
Awesome. Love to hear it. And for anyone who wants to donate, you can find it betterthroughbirdies.org. Find the par 3 challenge. You can donate under Mike and my team, the CDGA Golf Show team, so check it all out there. It all goes to a great cause with the CDGA Foundation. So check all that out, betterthroughbirdies.org, if you would like to donate. Let's skip on over to the Truist out at the Philadelphia Cricket Club. And this guy's sitting 48th right now, but I believe he was on the show, like, first year of the show, Michael Thorbjørnsen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw his opening tee shot on one. 384-yard drive that overshot the green, and he ended up making birdie on it. So, but he has since given some of those strokes back. He's even on the day, tied for 49th right now. But Michael Thorbjørnsen, with that drive, that was his opening tee shot, 384 yards, overshot
wow,
the green. Who would have thought?
Jeez, I mean, that is extraordinarily long. And you know, they're playing in North Carolina. It's known to be much more humid. Yeah, not the elevation that you're accustomed to when you hear about those kinds of numbers happening, like out in a place like Denver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, you could see it if they were out in Colorado or something like that. But in Philadelphia, you're not getting that sort of the thin air that you can just kind of carve up like that. Your leader right now, Keith Mitchell, he'll tee off a little less than 3 hours from now. Shane Lowry on his tail, 11 under, one off the lead. Then you've got Sepp Straka, 10 under, and then the group that is currently tied for fourth right now is an elite crew. Wouldn't be surprised to see all of these guys hovering, if not inside the top 10 next week when they go down to the PGA Championship. But you got Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, Akshay Bhatia, Siwoo Kim, and Patrick Cantlay all at 7 under in a tie for 4th. And then your tie for 10th candidate's also pretty good. Max Homa, Thomas Dietrich, Steven Yeager, Ricky Fowler, Gary Woodland. So real good leaderboard so far out at the Truist. But the notable omission from all of this is Scottie Scheffler. He is not playing this week after just demolishing the competition out at the Byron Nelson last week. And this was always planned. It wasn't like, oh, he was so good last week that he said that he was going to take this week off. No, this was always in the plans to not participate in the Truist this week. But Scottie Scheffler, even though he's not playing this week, certainly rolling into Quail Hollow with some momentum for next week.
momentum, confidence, confidence in the hand, and it's all well and good now. And that's bad news for the rest of the field. I got to give everybody fair warning on that.
We were talking on the drive down to French Lick about how, wow, it's kind of crazy. Like, we're at this point in the year, and even though he's had an awesome year, he hadn't won yet. And especially after a year where at this point he had already had, I think it was 3 wins to date. Maybe it was 4. But it was at least 3, including a major. And it was kind of crazy that we're at this point, even with the hand injury, and he still hadn't won despite some of, I mean, he hadn't had a finish outside of 25. But still, like, to see where he was and where his game is. But now he's got a chance to pick up another major next week.
He sure does, and it is amazing that the guy just has the ability to stay at the level that he is for as long as he has. And, I mean, he is playing at such an elite level. His game is so good. His iron play saves his putting, when most of the guys have their putting saving their iron play. And if he ever just puts average, he's going to beat everybody. And it's just extraordinary that he does it with the swing that he does and the footwork that he has. But somehow, some way, I admire the way Scottie Scheffler can square up the face every single time and does it with such amazing distance control and spin. And he is so tactical about where he misses, if he misses. And you will rarely ever see Scottie Scheffler go long on any hole.
Yeah. I mean, the way that he has the ability to hit with his irons, and it's incredible. It really is. And you bring up a great point. Like, if he was even an average putter on the tour, you would probably see, what, 2 or 3 more majors to his name now?
Yeah.
Like, the way that he's come so close. I wonder, too, like, remember, PGA Championship a year ago. I mean, we're coming up on the anniversary of the Scottie arrest as well. So you had that thrown into the mix. He didn't have a caddy for the third day of the event, which is one of the most important days of the event. And he was in a jail cell like 20 minutes before his tee time for the Friday round. It was one hell of a weekend for Scottie Scheffler that year. And now you get to kind of relax a little bit. And I say that, like, obviously I don't think this year's PGA Championship will be as chaotic, but, I mean, you were down at Valhalla last year when that happened, and I just remember texting with you that day about all the craziness that was taking place with Scottie. I mean, that was the story of the sports world for the day. I mean, like, the PGA Championship, it's a big deal on the sports calendar, but everyone was talking about it all day, and it was so funny. Like, Scottie Scheffler's watching on the prison TV. It's got Get Up on, and he just sees Greeny talking about the fact that Scottie's in jail, and he's watching it from his cell. And then he's got to go out there and perform, and it was just a whirlwind of 24 hours, and then he doesn't have his caddy the next day.
Oh, it was the most surreal day of golf I've ever been a part of, and I've been around a ton of major championships over decades, and never have I ever encountered a day like that Friday at Valhalla. And what made it really bizarre is I was on a media bus going to the course when this happened, and we shared the same lane that would take us into the club, and that's where a vendor had run across the street, and he didn't realize they were using the middle lane, and he looked to his right, but the bus was coming from his left, and he had no chance. So fortunately it ended quickly, and, you know, but Scottie comes driving up on this thing, and he was only a little bit ahead of us when this all happened. And then we went to a complete standstill, and nobody knew what was happening and why it was happening, but we saw lights and cars and police cars and ambulances and fire trucks. I mean, it was bizarre. And now the bus was going crazy on the phone, trying to figure out what happened. And I'm just sitting there looking, and I've got the Daily News next to me. I've got the New York Times on the other side of the aisle, and everybody's trying to scoop each other on this thing. And then when the word came out that Scottie Scheffler was going to jail, I thought I was dreaming.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, what? He's supposed to be playing in the PGA Championship. Why is he going to jail? But it was a day like no other, and to have been there was it was kind of interesting, but at the same time, I think Scotty's going to enjoy not having to spend a day in jail. Could you imagine if I would have told you, like if you were playing in a championship, that, oh, you don't realize this, but you're going to end up spending some time in jail between the first and second rounds.
Right.
It's just, you know, they sometimes call Louisville Looneyville, and that's just exactly what it was. It was loony that day.
Yeah, I mean, that tournament, even though in like the grand scheme of things probably didn't mean all that much, is going to go down as one of the more memorable majors of my lifetime. Between the Scotty arrest, and then that's when Xander won his first major.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny how things happen, because maybe based on the heater that Scotty was on, that had that never happened, it would have maybe have been just another, you know, another Scotty win. But maybe, you know, Xander benefited from all of this. But I can tell you one thing. CBS, I bet, sent a little fruit basket at Christmas to the Louisville Police Department for the ratings. Thanks, boys.
Yep. All right, when we come back, we will go around the CDGA, and Mike will get you a further update on what's taking place out at Ziegfeld Troy for the Better Through Birdies Challenge taking place. And again, still time to donate, betterthroughbirdies.org. This segment's been brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
In today's show, the segment brought to you by Republic Bank. If you missed anything, check it out on the podcast, CDGA Golf Show on the ESPN Chicago app, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us there. Check out any of the old episodes that we've had. We had our conversation with Andy North from ESPN and a two-time U.S. Open champion. He helped us preview the PGA Championship that's coming up in about 5 days from now. So you can check all of that out on the ESPN Chicago app, CDGA Golf Show tab, or wherever you get your podcast. Find us, the CDGA Golf Show. All right, Mike, what's going on around the CDGA? You're out at Ziegfeld Troy up in Woodridge right now for the Better Through Birdies Challenge. That's why we are separated today. But what's going on out there at Ziegfeld Troy and around the CDGA?
Well, most of the groups are coming in, and we're just tallying up the number of birdies as we speak and getting ready to get the biggest fundraisers and the most birdies. The sixth gentleman will be making one attempt from 150 yards on this very first hole here in just a few minutes. So hopefully we're going to make some history here this morning on ESPN 1000 with an ace live on the air. But in the interim, I really wanted to say a big thank you to Eric Nadler and Nadler Golf Cars for donating the golf cars for today's ability to get these guys and girls around in short order. Nick Kesserick at Republic Bank, they were able to sponsor all these hole-in-one attempts and have been an amazing partner for us. And then Tim and Dennis Troy, we have been out here. The Troys have been the most wonderful hosts for this event and when it got started many, many years ago. And they actually, sports fans, have the Ziegfeld Troy Open June 21st and the 22nd here at Ziegfeld Troy. It's open to any golfers age 16 and over, and you have to have a CDGA index of 24.4 or less. It's a 36-hole tournament. You play 18 holes each day, and there are five divisions. There's an open division, a women's, a senior 55 to 64, a 65 and up super senior, and then a high school division. And Jason Buffon is the defending champion. He won the title last year, birding the third hole of a thrilling playoff with Jonathan Zolecki. So CDGA members, another reason to use your CDGA index is to come on out here and enjoy the event. And I want to say thank you to you, Tyler, for being my partner and raising the money that we were able to do and put a nice highlight on this event. And really just putting up with me as the golf course.
Well, putting up with and, you. I mean, you carried
if you're
us.
Willing, let's do it again next year, because I've got guys asking me, can I be your partner next year? And I said, well, Tyler's my guy. He's first right of refusal. So if you'll have me, I'll have you.
I'll be there. I will be there next year. No doubt
okay.
about it.
No, all is good. And you know what, CDGA members, there's no better time to join than right now to be a CDGA member and enjoy the rest of the season. There's many, many benefits. It pays for itself, such as being able to go on up to Sunset Valley and play for $120 twosome with a cart Monday through Thursday, and things like Highlands of Elgin, $65 for 18 holes with cart Monday to Wednesday, all through the month of May. So just go to cdga.org, check on membership, and click, and for $50, you will receive all the benefits of being a CDGA member, among them your USGA index, and just amazing values, and it will pay for itself in no time.
That's the best part about it.
I
mean, we've talked about it all the time. Even like if you're into those, if you need like one of those indoor putting greens too, you told this story to me, like Big Moss is one of the partners that you can get a discount through. And one guy, someone that you know, went out and bought one of those Big Moss greens. And all of a sudden, the discount that he got from being a CDGA member was bigger than the cost of membership itself. It paid for itself in one purchase.
Yeah, and he's basically saying, I got myself a free CDGA membership when I bought my putting green at Big Moss.
Exactly. So, all right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to everyone that showed up at Ziegfeld Troy, and thank you to everyone that's donated to the Better Through Birdies Challenge as well. Again, there's still time to donate. BetterThroughBirdies.org. You can support the CDGA Golf Show team. We're gunning for 5,000. We're like on the doorstep of that too. You can help us out. CDGA Golf Show Team, betterthroughbirdies.org is the spot to donate. Thank you to Hannah LaManna for producing today's show. We will be back with you next week talking all things PGA Championship. Cannot wait for it as they tee things up out at Quail Hollow. Peggy and Dion is coming up next.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.